Abdallah, I have a question. My team has zero predictability. A lot of technical unplanned work is not measured in the sprint planning and team capacity. Todd, I think we've answered this so many times in our YouTube channel before. When unplanned work starts messing with a team's ability to predictably deliver on a sprint goal, which is how I'm going to frame this, the thing that we recommend is holding back capacity in sprint planning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to plan realistically. So if you're filling up your sprint with new work and you're planning at 100% capacity, which, by the way, if you're doing that, stop. Horrible idea. You're setting yourself up for disappointment from the outset. But again, we have plenty of videos about sprint planning and sprint goals and sprint backlogs that you can check out. But in this case, we like to hold back capacity. And so if you know that about half of your work in a sprint ends up being unplanned work, then cut your capacity in half. So in sprint planning, we're only going to plan to 50% because we know this other stuff is going to flood in. And when people start balking and saying, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You say, look, here's all the tech debt we need to clean up. Here are all the problems we need to clean up to get this capacity back. Would you like to invest in it? Yes or no. And now you're allowing people to decide whether or not they want to buy that capacity back, or if they're cool with half of the time you're on new stuff and half of your sprint, you're fighting fires. And I think that's one of the cleaner ways to handle it. What do you think, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, I just want to be cautioned about the word predictability here, zero predictability, and make sure that by predictability, you don't mean the churn of work, you know, maintaining the same velocity or maintaining the same throughput. That's not what we're trying to be predictable about. We're trying to be predictable about continuing to meet our sprint goals. And so predictability, there is no such thing as as committing to product backlog items in sprint planning. That hasn't been a thing for a very long time. Let's just make sure we erase that off the planet. So I like to always, you know, kind of take that and make sure that that's there. Otherwise, it's quite easy to measure unplanned work, right? Was it in the sprint backlog after sprint planning? If not, it was unplanned work. Let's track it. Let's go back and historically look how much unplanned work we have. Let's make it transparent. And maybe that builds us the case of saying no during a sprint, but at least I would gather some data on it.
Love it. Very good.